Loi kibul olav shmiras nezakav. But talking about in the case that the shomer accepted upon himself to watch this animal, that nothing would happen to the animal itself. That's the shmir he took upon it. But not to watch this animal that it should not do damage to somebody else. So therefore, the mashul, when Reuven gave his shor to Shimon to watch for him, Shimon only accepted to watch it that no damage should happen to the shor itself. But if Reuven's shor goes and does damage to somebody else, then Shimon was not mekabel achrayus on that. So therefore, it says aloch here, what's going to be if Reuven, the owner's shor, does damage to the shemis shor, to Shimon's shor? So Reuven's going to have to pay for it. Because the shemir did not accept upon himself to watch that shor, that it should not do damage. If it does damage, then the mashul has to pay. So that's what the Bryce is talking about. So Mar asks, Ihochi, if so, on top of Yudalit, Ihochi, if so, Eim Seifa. What does the Seifa of the Bryce say? Nifrit so balayla. Let's say at night time the wall broke down, anoinus happened. It was a strong wall, and anoinus happened and fell down. Oishar Pratsu listem, or else armed robbers came at night time and broke down the wall. The Yotasaw, and then the shor went out. Vezekan did damage. So it says Potter. In such a case, the Shomer is Potter. That's what the Braisa says. So Tzadiyuk Mashmo HaBiyoyim Chayiv. Mashmo HaBiyoyim would have happened at daytime when the Shomer is supposed to watch the shor. If the shor would have broke loose by daytime and did damage, the Shomer would be Chayiv for the damage that the shor does. The question is why? You're telling me now the Braisa is talking about that this Shomer, when he accepted the shor to watch, he only accepted to watch it that nothing should happen to the shor itself, but not if the shor does damage to somebody else. So the Braisa at the end is not mashma like that, because at the end is mashma only because if an onus happened, is he potter. But if it happened at daytime when he's not an onus, he's supposed to watch it, and the shor does damage, the shomer is chayav to pay. So chutz astira. So Mora says hokikom. Now this is what the Braisa means to say. That im kibbul olav shmiras nezakav chayiv. The Braisa is talking about like speaking out both ways. The true, the beginning of the Braisa is saying that if the shomer did not accept upon himself to watch the shor, that it should not do damage. So then when the shor does damage, the shomer is potter. But now the Braisa means to say, what's going to be though if the shomer accepted upon himself to watch the shor, that it should not do damage to other people, and then the shor does do damage, so chayiv. You should know the shomer is chayiv for the damage that it caused, and therefore explained nifrit sub alaylam or shifrit su listim v'yotasav azeka potter. But you should know, let's say an oinus happens, let's say at night time the wall breaks down or rav is coming at night time and then the shor goes loose and does damage, then the shomer is potter because that's an oinus. But I call upon him, if it would be by daytime when he's not an oinus, then true we would say the shomer has to pay, because the end of the price is talking about where the shomer was mekabel the shmira to watch it, that it should not do damage. So Mora says, "Ain't it's not that way." V'atoni Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef learned like this: Chotzer hashutfim. If you have a chotzer that belongs to two people, partners, v'hapundik, or else you're in a motel that people come there to sleep there, and a few people are there. The locker is chayiv behen al hashen v'al regel. If one of the shores does damage to the other ones, whether he eats up shame with his mouth, the ox eats up the food there, or else regal with its feet, it tramples over the food there. So it says that you chayiv. Yes, here the price says what? That chayiv behen ala shein vi ala regal. So Gemara says, if so, tiyuf to the Rebbe Lezer. This is a kash on Rebbe Lezer. The Gemara before we had on the Yud Gimel, Rebbe Lezer there said that when the Mishnah says, reshus hanizik vi amazik, he learns that poter ala shein vi ala regal. If you have a chotzer that belongs to both of them, belongs to the nizik and the mazik, and then one shor goes and eats up the other one's foods, so Reb Lezer learned Shana Mishnah is Yepotter. Because the Pasuk only says, Ubiya b'stei acher. Only if your shor goes into somebody else's field and eats up by him in his field. But not if he eats up in your field where you're a shutif in that field. That's the way Reb Lezer learned before. So Gemara's asking the kasha here, Reb Yosef learns not like that. Here Reb Yosef learns that a chotzer hashutfim via pundik, you are chayiv on shein v'regel. So you see, that's also called ubiya b'stayacher. So here from this price of the kasha and Rebbe Eliezer. So Gemara says, no, omoloch Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer can answer you, v'tizbro, don't you have a svara mas nisa miloy pligi? Rabbi Lezer says, I'll bring you proof there's a machlokes in brises. You can't shlug me up for this brisa from Rabbi Yosef, because it's a machlokes tanoim. But your tanya will not like this. There's a tesefta that says, Arbo klolois hoye Reb Shimon ben Elazar v'Yoma ben Izokin. He said there are four general rules about different rishusim lagei to hilchos mazik. That what? Kol shehu rishus lenizik v'loy lamazik. Let's say it's a private property. You're the nizik. In other words, and the mazik, the what shore that came in, have no right to come in at all. Just somebody shore came into your backyard and did damage in your backyard. Then chayiv bakil. Then we say in such a case, the mazik is chayiv with everything. And everything taka means, we'll soon see, even a tam has to pay nezik sholem. What about the mazik v'loy l'nizik? Let's say it's the mazik's rishus, and not the nizik. Like, you had no right to bring your shore into my property. And when your shore came into my property, my shore damaged your shore. In such a case, potter my call, you're potter from everything. Because the mazik has the right to say, Turuch b'shusi, my boy, what is your shore doing in my backyard? Who asked you to come into my rishus? So if you go into somebody else's rishus and you get damaged there, the person is potter. What about lozeh o lozeh? Let's say the chotzer belongs to both of them. Kegoin chotzer hashutfim vihabdiko. Either it's a chotzer that belongs to partners, the mazik and nizik both own it, or else vihabdiko stamets like a valley. So it says potter bo al hashem v'al regel. Here there's a clear brisa that says that a chotzer hashutfim is potter on shem v'al regel. Therefore, if my shore eats up the other one's foods, I'm potter, because that's not called a bia b'stay acher, it's not called in somebody else's field, since I'm a shutef here. What about though, al hanegicha v'al hanegifa v'al hanashicha v'al haravitza v'al habita? Let's say though the animal does damage with its keren. These are all told us of keren. That's kavanosa lahasik de mishunam. So in such cases, the locha is tam mishalom chatinezek, muad mishalom nezek sholom. It's a regular locha of keren. That Karen is chayiv even v'rishus harabim. By Karen, you do not need to be a b'stei acher in somebody else's field. As long as it's not in your rishus, as your animal went out and did damage someplace else, you're chayiv for Karen. Tam is chatzi nezek, and muad is nezek sholem. But our co-quantum, it says clearly here, like Rabbi Elezer, that b'shein v'regulus poter v'rishus hashutvim. What about loy lezeh v'loy lezeh? Let's say it belongs to neither of them, not to the mazik and not to the nizik. Kegoin chotzer she'eino shel shneim, a chotzer that belongs to a third person, not to the mazik, not to the nizik. In such a case, chayiv boy al hashein v'al regel. Then we say you are chayiv on shein regel. We'll have to know why. The chutz not called to be of b'stei acher. You did not go into the other person's rishus, because the food does not belong there either. We're talking about now that the mazik and the nizik don't belong to this chotzer. It belongs to somebody else. So somebody else put his food in somebody's rishus, and then my shore went and ate it up. So here it says that the chayiv, we'll have to see why. It says, chayiv boy al hashem v'al regel, and al hanegicha v'al hanashicha v'al hanegifa v'al ravitza v'al habita. When it does any one of these toldois of keren, of doing kavanos al hazik, it's a regular locha that tam mishalem chatzi nezek, and muad mishalem nezek sholem. That's what this brisa says. So ko ponim ketonim miyas, what did we learn here? That chotzer hashutfim v'habiko, if you have a chotzer that belongs to both of them, the partners, the mazik and the nizik, Reuven and Shimon owns the field, b'shutfis, the partners, and Shimon put down his food there. And Reuven has his shore walking around there. And Reuven shore ate up Shimon's food. It says here, poter b'hem al hashen v'al regel. It says clearly that you poter al hashen v'al regel. So what's a riot to Rabbi Eliezer? That chotzer hashutfim, since the mazik has the right to be there, he's potter on the mazik of Shein from his shore, because it's not called to be a bistayacher. So who is the right to Rabbi Lezer? So who have saw kasha adodi? The who is the steer in the brises then? Before Rabbi Yosef said that chotzer hashutfim is chayiv them Shein beregel. So who is the steer in the brises? So Gemara says, now I tell you, kitanya hi. Where did we learn the case that the potter? Where do we say that case that Shein Bregel is potter? Kitanya he, I tell you, b'chotzem yuchedes lozeh ulozeh bein leperos bein leshvorim. We're talking about a chotzer that's miyuchet for both of them. Bein leperos bein leshvorim. That's when they're potter. That's not called the bia b'stayacher. So Rashi says, b'chotzem yuchedes lozeh ulozeh leperos leshvorim. That both Reuben and Shimon have a right to bring into this field their oxes and their food. So that's called the Heve Chotzer Ashutfim, Legabe Shein or Legabe Keren. Hilkach, b'shein taka poter b'rishus rabim. Over Karen Toma, chatinazik b'rishus rabim mishalim. These are the regular lochis that shein b'regulis poter b'rishus rabim, and Karen is chayif. So that's when we say shein b'regulis poter. But I'll tell you, he's the Rav Yosef. That's what Rav Yosef learned in the Braisa, that in a chotzer ha-shutfim, that you are chayiv on shein v'regel, that's like this. V'chotzer ha-myuchedes l'peiris, but v'einum yuchedes l'shvorim. It's a chotzer that's true. Both of them, Reuben and Shimon, have a right to bring their peiris there. Both of them have a right to bring their fruits there. But I'll tell you, it's not myuchedes l'shvorim. They both do not have a right to bring their shvorim there. Only one has a right to bring his shor there. So therefore, the legabe shein, hevi lo chotzer ha-nizik. I tell you, the one that did damage, his shor was not there. Again, yet ahidu Rabbi Yosef, the chotzer miyuchedes l'peiris. It's a chotzer that both of them have a right to bring their fruits there, but v'yeni miyuchedes l'shvorim. They both do not have a right to bring their oxes there. Therefore, only one had a right to bring the ox, but the other one did not. So if the wrong one brought his ox in there, that's called Odiyah Vistayacher. You're bringing your shor into a shus that you have no right to bring it. So therefore, if your shor comes in there and eats up the other one's fruits, that's one Yechayiv. To Lagabe Shein, Hevi Lo Chotzer HaNizik. Because negated to your ox coming in here, you have no right to bring your ox into this Chotzer. Therefore, it's the other one's right to bring his ox, not yours. Therefore, it's called a Chotzer HaNizik. That's why Yechayiv. Therefore, could be there's no spear in the prices. If the chotzer, both the mazik and nizik, have a right to bring their oxes there, then they're potter on shein v'regel. That's not called b'stei acher, it's a reshus that you have a right to bring your ox there. But in the case where you're only shutfim to put fruits there, but to bring oxes, you don't have a right to bring your ox, so if you bring your ox there and it eats up the other one's fruits, that's when you're chayiv. So Mara says, Deikanan, I'll bring your proof also. Tiktani Yoch, it says over here, dum yid the pundik. Here it says, dum yid the pundik. Over there it says Dumya Debika Shmamina. So Rashi says, I mean, Stam Pundik is Enim Yechodim L'Shvarim. A Pundik, an inn, you don't bring your oxes into the inn because people want to have peace there. They don't want to have their oxes there. Mashenkin in a Bika in the valley, that you usually go with your oxes. So therefore, when you have a right to bring your oxes in there, that's when you put around Shein V'regel. That's like Rishus Rabim. But when you don't have a right to bring your ox there, then you're chayiv on shein v'regel. Therefore, there's no stirus in the brightness. There's not a kash on Reb Lez either. Now the Gemara says, maskev lo Reb Zer. Reb Zer has a kash like this though. Kivon di miyuchedes l'peiris. If you're telling me though this is a reshus, that both the mazik have a right to put down their fruits there, if so why is the mazik chayiv when his animal eats up? Ho'avina no'biyah v'stayach ha'v'leka. But still the Torah says, when you chayiv shein v'regel, only you'll be a bistayach when you do damage to somebody else's field. Here it's not called somebody else's field. Like you have a right to bring your shein, you have a right to bring your fruits there. Or Malay Abayah, Sabayah said back, that's not a kasha. Kivon di'enam yuchedes l'shvorim. Since the mazik, you did not have a right to bring your ox into this field, even though you have a partnership there, that you're allowed to bring your fruits there, but since the partnership does not let you bring your oxes there, so therefore, Soda Acha Karinim Bey. That's called Ubiya Bistayacher, that your shor went into somebody else's reshus, because you have no right to bring your shor there, therefore, Lamais Yechayiv on Shein V'regel. Oh, Malay Ravacha Medifta Ravino, Ravacha Medifta Set Ravino, Lema, why don't we say, Midamas Nisa Leipligi, since there's no Machlekis on the Brises, that we enter the Brises, one Brise is talking about where they both have a right to bring their oxes, that's where the potter, and the one that says Yechayiv is where you don't have a right to bring your ox there. So let's say Amaroyim Namele Pligi. Maybe you wasn't as though Machlekis Amaroyim. And we had before Machlekis Reb Chizda and Reb Eleza, how to learn Shan Na Mishnah. It was a Machlekis Amaroyim. Does our Mishnah say that a Chotzer Ashutfim is Chayiv on Shein V'regel? Or does our Mishnah hold that a Chotzer Ashutfim is potter on Shein V'regel? So let's say there's no Machlekis Reb Chizda and Reb Eleza either. Or Malay in. He said, true, it's right what you're saying now. It could be there's no machlekes from Chizda and Reb Leza. They both agree. They're talking about two different cases. When they both have a right to bring their oxes, they own a partnership. And their partnership is they both have a right to bring their oxes there. Then they're potter on Shein V'regel. That's not called b'stei acher. You have a right to bring your ox there. But in the case where you don't have a right to bring your ox, even though you have a right to bring your parents there, that's called be a b'stei acher, then you're chayiv. Mar says, but Yim Tim Slang, if you want to tell me the pligi, that no, still they argue, I'll tell you, the Kusha, the Rab Zeru, the Peruka, the Abaye pligi. They argue because they hold, even though they hold like this, that they hold that everybody agrees it's a machlekes, even when they only have a right to bring their fruits there, but they don't have a right to bring their shvarim there. Still, the one that says yichayiv is good and cool, it's called b'sayacher. The one that says yipotis says no. Since lemaisa you have a right to bring your fruits there, it's not called b'sayacher. If you want to say the argue Reb Chizda and Reb Elezer, you have to say the argue in the svaras of Reb Zera and Abaya. That even in the case if they have permission to bring their peres there and not the ratzes, still you should be potter. Because since lemaisa you have a right to bring your fruits there, you're a partnership here, therefore it's not called b'sayacher. Kufa, what did we just learn above? That Abo Kalola saying, there are four different kalolas, four different general rules about a mazik in which rishus you're in. We have Shimon ben Elazar Goymer. Ben Izokin is like this. As Abor Klolos, we have Shimon ben Elazar Goymer Ben Izokin. Shimon ben Elazar said four Klolos in Hilchos Nizokin. That Kol Shehu Rishus LeNizik, anytime it's in your private Rishus, your home, and somebody comes in and does damage to you, V'loy LeMazik, and the Mazik had no right to come in there, Chayiv Abakil. Then the one that did damage to you in your Rishus, he's Chayiv everything. So now, Al HaKel Lo Kitan, it doesn't say on everything, El Chayiv Bakel, he's Chayiv everything. What does that mean? Bekulei Nezek, that he's always Chayiv and Nezek Shalom. So what's the Chiddush? That this Reb Shimon Ben Elazar holds, Mani Reb Tafin, he holds like Reb Tafin. Reb Tafin says a Chiddush, that even though we know a Tam, when a Shor does damage with its Karen, the first two or three times, it only pays a Chatzin Nezek, Tam is called Mishunah. It only pays a Chatzin Nezek, Reb Tafin says that's only when it does damage in somebody else's rishus. But if the mazik goes into the nizik's rishus and does damage in the nizik's rishus alone, then he has to pay nizik shalom. And that's Reb Tafin shita. Reb Tafin he. The yomah that Reb Tafin says mishuna keren. Mishkeren is different. Bechotzer ha-nizik, that if your shor goes into Reuven's private property and your shor with his keren does damage to Shimon's shor, is nezik shalom ishalom? You have to pay nezik shalom. So that's what he said. That's his first klal. There is b'shus ha-nizik, yechayiv ba-keil means everything. Even a tam has to pay nezik shalom. For the Gemara, if so, eima seifa. What does the seifa say? Eima seifa says in the seifa, loy lozer v'loy lozer. If neither of them have a right to bring their shor there, kagoyin. What does it mean? Chotzer sheinu shel shneim. A chotzer does not belong to the mazik and to the nizik. It belongs to a third person. Reuven's shor did damage to Shimon's shor in Levi's property. So it says chayiv bo al hashem v'al regel. So Reuven is chayiv for the shem v'regel because it's called the sayacher. Now, my loy lezev loy lezev. What do you mean to say that both the mazik and the nizik have no right to be there? Elaine, if you want to tell me loy lezev loy lezev klal el diacher, that it belongs to somebody else, a third person, Levi's rishus. And now Reuven's shor is eating up Shimon's fruits, and the fruits Shimon has no right to bring it in Levi's fields. That Levi, if Shimon has no right there, then both of them, Reuven and Shimon, have no right at all to Levi's fields. For the Gemara, so then why is Reuven chayv and Shein v'regel? V'avina nubia v'stayacha v'leka. The Torah says by Shein v'regel, you're only chayv if your shor goes into your friend's field and eats up his food there. But mashma, you're only chayv if you go into the nizik's field and your shor eats up in his fields. But here, you're telling me it's Shimon's fruits, not in Shimon's fields, it's in Levi's fields. So why are you chayiv then? That's not called a bia v'stayacher. V'stayacher means that your shor has to eat up the person's fruits, the owner's fruits. Because it has to be eating up Shimon's fruits, it has to be in Shimon's fields. Here, Shimon's fruits is in Levi's field. So then why are you chayiv v'shein v'regel? That's not called a bia v'stayacher v'leka. Elef shita, so for sure it has to be loy lezeh v'loy lezeh el dechad. It just means to say it doesn't belong to both of them, to the mazik and the nizik together, the shutfis. It doesn't belong to both of them, but rather el dechad, it belongs to one of them. Hitaka belongs to Shimon. In other words, we're talking about that Reuven's ox went into Shimon's field and ate up his food. So, and Oktoni Seifer, what does the Seifer say in this case? That tam mishalim chatzi nezek or muad mishalim nezek shalom. It says clearly that even a Karen here pays a Chatzin Nezek. That's all. See, what I was talking about now, that your Karen, your Shor, went into Shimon's property, went into the Nizik's Rishus, and did damage there, still it says it only pays a Chatzin Nezek. So the Chura Asi and the Rabbanan, it comes out like the Rabbanan Shita, not like Reb Tarfin. that Rabbanan, the Ragan of Tafan, say the Yarmouth, they say, Mishuna Kerem Chotra Nizik, that Kerem is different even in the Rishus of the Nizik. Even if your shor goes into that person's property and he does damage there with his Kerem, Chayiv Chatzin Nezik Kudim Mishalim, he only has to pay a Chatzin Nezik. So it comes out, Reisha Rebbe Tarfin, V'sefer Rabbanan, little Vakasha. Usually you don't say that the same Braisa, that the Reisha goes like one man the Yom and the Sefer goes like another man the Yom. So it's little Bakasha. Like, who does Rav Shimon ben Elazar hold like? Does he hold like Rav Tafan? Does he hold like the Rabbanan? So Gemara says, in yes, Hatay, that's what you have to say here. That the Reish is going according to Rav Tafan and the Seif is going according to the Rabbanan. So, oh, Malay Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinano, like my Choshev Talmud, Shavoik Masnissin, leave the Brises alone. For Toa Abbas Roy and go after me. In other words, don't sit there and try and answer this Brisa, but rather listen to me the way I say Pshat. That you have to say it's a theory here. That Reisha, Rabbi Tarfin, and the Sefer Rabbanan. You have to say, like we say now, the Reisha of this Braisa that says that Kerem Breshus HaNizik pays a Nezik Sholem goes according to Rabbi Tarfin. And the Sefer that says the same type of a case, where my Shor goes into your fields and eats up and does Kerem, does damage there in your field, but into your Shor in your field, that I only have to pay a Chatzin Nezik. That's according to the Rabbanan Shita. Ravina Mishmei the Rav Amano. Ravina once says like this, that Kula Rabbi Tafani, this whole price that goes according to Rabbi Tafani, that when Karen goes into the Rishus of the Nizik and does damage there, true, the Bala Karen has to pay Nezik Sholem, even though it's only a Tam. If so, what does the second part of the price mean? My Loy Lezeh V'Loy Lezeh, what do you mean to say this property does not belong to the Mazik or to the Nizik? It means like this, Loy Lezeh V'Loy Lezeh, what does that mean to say? That means neither of them had a right to bring Paris there. Only one person had a right to bring Paris there. But the case is that they both had a right to bring their Shvarim there. It was a type of a partnership that both of them had a right to bring their oxes there. But only one of them had a right to bring food there. The other one had no right to bring food. That's what the Brice is talking about. So then it's very good. The Lagabe Shane Nageya Tishane Hevele Chotzra Nizik. Nageya Tishane, who had a right to bring food, only one had a right to bring food. The other one had no right to bring food. So therefore, if my shor eats up that food, I'm chayet because it's called Bia Bistayachar. Nageya to the food, I have no right to bring my food there. It's called his field for the food. So therefore, I'm chayet on Shane Varego. But Lagabe Karen, but Nageya to where my shor does damage with its Karen, not by eating. It just gores the other one. Here I'll tell you, Hevele Rishus Arabim. Here it's not called Rishus HaNizik. It's not called that my shor went into your Rishus and have no right to come in. We're talking about this field belonged to both of us for Shvarim. To bring oxes, we both have a right to bring our oxes in there. So if so, it's called Rishus Arabim again to the Shvarim. So that's why Yechayiv Keren only Chatzin Nezik. Therefore, there's no steer in the Braisa. When you had no right to bring your shor in there, you went into the shor hanizik, you took a chayiv and nezik shalom. But when you had a right to bring your shor in there, that's called like a rishus harabim, then you're only chayiv, chatzin nezik for keren. For the Gemara, Yehochi, that's John the Brisa then, Arbo, what did Shimon Lozah say there are four klolim? Shalosh shehevei, there are only three klolim, you don't have four. You're telling me now this case is the same case as before. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, it's like a true. But the pshat is like,